We continue with Svas Tavim Shin number 3. And the Chofetz Chaim is telling us about a person who got caught and trapped by the Yetzer Hara of Kavod, of honor. And he felt he has to live like the Joneses, or in this case, the Goldbergs, and the Greenbergs, and the Schwartzes, and everyone else. And of course, nothing wrong with those names, just examples. And this person was living above his means. Then he started dealing in business dishonestly to the point where he had to run out of town. He had to run out of town because he didn't have the money to pay back all those people he borrowed from or he swindled. And he moved to a faraway place. And this is the Chofetz Chaim talking now. This is not a mushel. Is the Chofetz Chaim talking about what happens to people when they live above their means? I'll tell you a story. I was buying a hat in the hat store. That's where you buy hats usually, in hat stores. And there are two people, the one who's helping me with the hat, another worker, talking to each other in Hebrew. So while he's fixing my hat and helping me out, I hear the conversation. We'll call them Reuven and Shimon. Reuven is telling Shimon, you can't believe what just happened with the Shabbos was going on Shabbos. Shimon says, what's going on Shabbos? He says, people go to a kiddush in certain shuls, and he says, I was just there, I saw it. And they spend hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars one Shabbos afternoon on the schnapps, just the schnapps alone, just on the alcohol. Hundreds and hundreds of dollars. And then he says in the next week, the next person, he has to do the same thing like the first person did. And then it continues the cycle. And this Reuven was telling Shimon, and they can't afford it all. And I know they can't afford it. And they do it anyway. Does this not sound familiar with what the Chofetz Chaim is saying? And after they live above their means, because they have to spend hundreds and hundreds of dollars just on schnapps for one Shabbos kiddush that they can't afford, eventually, they have to run out and move to a faraway land where there's a lack of Torah and Shmiras and Mitzvahs. And then the Chofetz Chaim says, it's going to sound very harsh, but this starts this downward spiritual disaster. The children don't have proper education because there aren't proper yeshivas over there. The father himself has a bad shame because he moved to the town. People ask, well, what did you move here for? And the father's not matzliach. And he continues to try to swindle and try to make a few dollars in an incorrect way. What caused all this? Desire of the kovod and the luxuries. The Chacham Eina Beroisha says the Chofetz Chaim, L'snaig b'itzoz b'isa b'chol anyonov, Rak kifi erech haruach shaloi, harevach shaloi. Only deal with your financial situation according to what you can do. Don't live above your means. Live below your means. You could afford something, you don't have to buy everything you can afford. Why? Because it says it's possible. Ulai, listen to this. Ulai tizdamen eze eishaloi yarviach kolkach. It might happen that the stock market might go down. It might happen that something will go wrong. And in such a situation, when you live in such a way, you won't come to go after other people's money.